From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, Cirque du Soleil opens its third permanent show in Las Vegas. It's called Zumanity, and it's billed as another side of Cirque du Soleil. Well, Jeff London reports that it may be the riskiest show ever produced by this Montreal-based company.
Anton Kunikiev used to perform Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty at the Bolshoi Ballet. Now he's performing 10 times a week in Zumanity, wearing only a dance belt covering his privates.
I never been working with such an open skin. It's a new era for my creative life, and, well, I'm getting used to too working in Zumanity. It will take a while until I'll feel very, very comfortable.
The big question for Cirque du Soleil is, will the audience feel comfortable as well? Zumanity is the company's first foray into the world of Las Vegas-style adult entertainment. It's a cabaret show that looks at human sexuality from many different angles. The women are topless, the MC is a drag performer in bondage gear and stiletto heels, and the dances and even the gymnastics are erotically charged. For those who've come to know and love Cirque du Soleil, it's quite a departure, says Danielle Lamar, chief operating officer of the company's business division.
We've been very aggressive marketing-wise to tell the world that it's not a normal Cirque du Soleil show. It's a different type of show.
The normal Cirque du Soleil show, of course, is nothing normal at all. It's a total theatrical experience, mind and body-bending acrobatics, precisely executed choreography, sweeping New Age music, outrageous costumes, no animals. It's become a recognizable brand, says Danielle Lamar.
When people describe our show, they will start describing the show by saying, it's not a circus, it's Cirque du Soleil.
In the 19 years since Cirque du Soleil was founded by a group of street performers in Quebec, the company has grown exponentially. They've moved from one show in an 800-seat tent to 5 touring productions around the world and 4 permanent shows. Their performances have been filmed for television and IMAX cinemas, and last year the company, which is privately held, grossed over $500 million in revenue. For almost 10 years, Cirque du Soleil has been a fixture in Las Vegas, says Mike Weatherford, an entertainment reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
No one knew it at the time, but they absolutely transformed entertainment on the Strip.
Cirque du Soleil's savvy blend of artistry and showbiz has been a Vegas phenomenon from the start. Their first show, Mystère, opened in a custom-built theater with a giant moving stage at the Treasure Island Hotel in December 1993. It's been named Best Production Show in Las Vegas 8 times by the Review Journal and is still selling out. Cirque's next show, O, which opened 5 years later, features an actual swimming pool which can breathtakingly convert to a dry stage in only a matter of seconds. With tickets topping the $100 barrier, this spectacle is a sold-out smash as well. So it was only a matter of time before Cirque du Soleil added another show to the mix. Lynn Heward, chief operating officer of Cirque's creative content division, says initial ideas for the show reflected Las Vegas's trend towards family-friendly entertainment, but the pendulum swung in another direction.
About 2.5 years ago, we made the decision to drop the idea of doing a clown show here and go to a more sexy, provocative cabaret-style performance.
Cirque du Soleil teamed up with the MGM Mirage Group to present Zumanity in the New York, New York Hotel and Casino. MGM has invested close to $40 million to refurbish the theater, while Cirque has chipped in $20 million of its own money to put on the show. The redesigned theater is an intimate, curvy, almost surreal cabaret space. In addition to traditional seating, there are bar stools and love seats. Danielle Lamar says Cirque wants the audience to feel a part of the experience.
We have decided, because of the size of the theater, to go with a much more intimate show that we normally do. And I think that's where the spectator is going to win big time. because never in any of our other shows have the spectator been so closed to the action.
Creative content president Lynn Heward says Zoomanity is one of the hardest shows they've ever done. And nearly naked ballet dancer Anton Kunikiev agrees. He says the creators and performers on Zoomanity have been walking a metaphorical tightrope.
It's very hard because we never know what people will call vulgar, what people will call normal, you know. In this particular show, it was a very emotional, difficult process.
The difficulties extend to the creative staff, where there's been some turnover. Less than 2 weeks before Zoomanity began previews in Las Vegas, the original choreographer dropped out, citing exhaustion. She was replaced by Marguerite Derricks, whose Hollywood credits include choreography for the film Showgirls. Since then, Zoomanity has been in a constant state of flux. A new act was added this week. And Derricks has said she will continue to tinker with the show for 3 months beyond its gala premiere tomorrow. Mike Weatherford of the Las Vegas Review-Journal caught Zoomanity at its first preview. While recognizing that he saw the show in an unfinished incarnation, he wonders whether all the eroticism and leather will fit in with Cirque du Soleil's overall image.
I think people are going to come in and expect to kind of be wowed by circus-style acts, and the show, at least in the early stages, is much more of a Rocky Horror-style cabaret show and a lot kinkier.
Still, he adds that much of what he saw at that first performance hit the mark, especially where the acrobatics met the eroticism.
I think this is their test to see if they can keep the Cirque brand as they have established it so far, but do new things with it.
Even as Zoomanity opens tomorrow evening, plans are afoot to open a fourth Cirque du Soleil show, their largest yet, at the MGM Grand next June. But will these two new shows dilute the essence of what made Cirque du Soleil successful in the first place? Danielle Lamar.
Is there a risk? There is huge risk all the time in our business, but that's what we like. We like to take risk.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Las Vegas.